It's the Phil Hendry Show. And now, Coast to Coast with Art Bell. To call Art from west of the Rockies, first you have to be west of the Rockies. A lot of you people who've been calling in are east of the Rockies. We won't take any east of the Rocky calls on our west of the Rocky line. You're really pissing me off. To call Art from east of the Rockies, go west of the Rockies, like the other dumbasses. Why are you east of the Rockies? It's much more fun west of the Rockies. And now, as soon as I'm done announcing, I'm going to sit down and listen to tapes of this announcement and masturbate. Here is Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Ross, and good evening. I'm out of retirement. I'm back on the air. Many of you were thinking, thank you, Jesus, thank you. Art Bell is finally gone. Well, guess what? No, I am not. I am back. And I am back from my retired status. I had a soul searching, and I decided that I wanted to do something a little bit different with my show. So, for those of you who were thanking the God of your parents' choice that I was no longer on the air, here's something a little bit different we're going to try. We're going to try a completely new approach to the Art Bell Show. And we'll have that right after this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, Peenemann presents the Peenemann TV and evacuation tube. Now, I can tell you something. When I was retired, all I did was sit on my ever-widening can and watch television morning, noon, and night. Got into Nickelodeon, got a little bit into the Discovery Channel. Certainly love the History Channel, but you can't beat the Game Show Network. And while I was sitting on my ass in my easy chair in my bunker complex in Pahrump, Nevada, holding a shotgun in my lap, I realized I didn't want to get up and even evacuate my bowels. Hence, I sent away for the Peenemann IV and evacuation tube. All you have to do is hook it up to your arm, feed whatever nutrients you require directly into your arm, hook the hose right there into your rear end, and just start sending it on down the line outside. Just put the hose right out there in the planter, right where the flowers are, and you'll fertilize your flowers. Yes, it's new from Peenemann Enterprises. Just squeeze one off, and you've got geraniums for 6 months. New from Peenemann Enterprises. I, again, promised you a new kind of Art Bell Show, and we are going to do this. I have been listening to someone who I admire a great deal on the radio, Phil Hendry. Perhaps some of you have heard him. He does his nationally syndicated program out of Los Angeles. And I'm interested in the fact that Phil does a lot of character voices on the telephone. And I thought, since a lot of people had been ripping me off, why don't I rip off Phil and try his approach to radio? Because I think I can do that. I think I can do interesting character voices on the phone and then have people call in and talk to them. So I'm going to do that. This is the new Art Bell Show, Radio Theater. We're going to be doing Shtickarooski. So let's do that. Let's go to our first guest. Oh, wow, the phone is ringing. It must be a guest. Let me pick it up, and I understand your name is Bob Smith, isn't that right?
Yes, it is. This is Bob Smith.
Well, Bob, fantastic of you to call. And what can we do for you?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I have called your program, and I must tell you that I raped a woman. And I feel bad about it.
Oh, my God, you raped a woman.
Yes, I did. And
well, I think I have a lady on the line who wants to comment about that. And what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Jane Smith.
Say hello to Bob.
Hi, Bob. Hello, Jane.
All right, Jane, were you the woman that he raped?
Yes, I was, and it felt pretty good. I enjoyed it immensely. Well, Jane, no, you couldn't have because you were screaming, you called the police, and I was placed under arrest.
Is that Bob speaking?
No, this is Jane.
All right.
You know, it's really uncanny, Art, how you do those voices, and it sounds almost as if you're talking over yourself.
Yes, I learned it from listening to Phil Hendry. So, getting back to...
What is the point of this bit, by the way?
Well, presenting some outrageous premise and then turning it into comedy.
I see.
Like raping a woman.
I see, all right.
Wait a minute. We have this call from Little Timmy Smith. Little Timmy, you're the one who saw this. Timmy, how are you? How old are you?
I'm 6 years old.
Well, Timmy, you say hello to Jane.
Hello, Jane. Hello, Timmy.
And Bob, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
All right, Timmy, you saw Bob rape Jane. Is that right?
Yes, I did. And, Bob, you should be ashamed of yourself. Oh, stop it, Timmy. You don't know what you're talking about. Jane liked it. No, I did not.
Is this Jane?
No, this is Timmy.
Well, then why would you say you didn't like it?
I'm sorry I got confused. This is very difficult to do, and I admire Phil Hendry all the more for doing it.
All right, Bob, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I want to say, Timmy, you're too young to know how much Jane liked it. Well, it didn't look like she liked it at all, Bob. All right, Timmy, you're entitled to your opinion. Thank you.
Who was that?
Jane.
Well, there you go. Well, let's take a phone call from the audience. The audience is calling in now, wanting to talk to these individuals. They're so outrageous. And let's go immediately to San Antonio. Hello, you're on with Art Bell and the new Art Bell Show, doing voices on the phone.
Hi, Art.
How are you?
Great. I'm calling from San Antonio. I can't believe this bullcrap you're putting on your show. It's unbelievable, this guy raping a woman. And, well, wait just a minute. You can't call me an idiot. I didn't call you an idiot. Oh, yes, you did. No, I did not. Hey, mister, I'm Timmy. I'm six. I saw it. Yeah, and to expose a little boy to this. And what about me? Who are you? I'm Jane. I'm the woman. Well, that's even worse.
This is a lot of fun. It must be incredibly funny for most of you listening. Call in and tell me how great I'm doing. All right, now our next premise is a scientist who has invented a formula to keep you young. And hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
You've invented a formula?
Yes, I have. You drink the formula, and it keeps you young and youthful.
And what exactly is the formula?
It's your own urine.
So, in other words, the comedy behind this bit is people will want to stay young if they can drink their own pee.
That's correct.
All right, let's see if we got any suckers calling in who want to talk to you.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Art, I'm calling from Portland. What moron would drink his own urine just to stay young? Don't you want to stay young? Who are you? I'm the scientist. Well, you're an idiot. No, you're a moron. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're a moron. I'm the scientist. No, I am. No, I am. No, I am.
All right. Thank you.
Well, don't you want to drink your own pee?
No, you must be crazy. I wouldn't do that. I'm Art Bell. All right, let's take another phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, Art.
Yes.
You really suck doing these voices. Why don't you go back to the old premise of spooks and outer space? That was a lot more fun.
You mean I suck?
Yes, you do.
Is this a real caller?
No, it's me talking to myself because I haven't gotten any calls yet.
All right, there you go. And that is our comedy show that we're going to be doing. Voices on a telephone, talking to ourselves and to listeners calling in. Now, I haven't gotten any calls yet, so in the meantime, as you heard, I'll just pretend like I'm a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
I really love your show. You're great.
Thank you. And here's another call.
You're fantastic. First-time caller, long-time listener. You're better than Janie and Dammy. Dandy. Jimmy and Dandy?
Jamie and Danny?
Dandy and Jimmy?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, you're on the air.
You're fantastic.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
I love your show.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
Bite me.
All right. So, there you go. Excuse me.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. His new format sucks. On the Phil Hendry Radio Network.
1-800-449-8686. Thank you. But you did.
That's correct.
All right, well, we're going to be on the air here in a second. In fact, we're on the air right now. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to a guy just called in during the break. What is your name, sir?
My name is Stephen Bozell. Phil, I live in Corona, California.
Okay, you are calling us from, sounds like a restaurant or something, so if you can move into a quieter area.
I apologize.
That's okay. What is going on in your life, Mr. Bozell? Because I know it involves a potential lawsuit against Costco.
Yes, sir.
What, was this a summer party that you gave?
Yes, we gave a party over the weekend, and I invited some people to come over to cool off. And...
Okay, you're going to have to tell the story. You've given me the...
yes, sir.
You've given me the lowdown, but...
Okay, I gave a party as kind of a cool-off for the summer party over the weekend. I told people to bring their bathing suits. And I had spent probably in the neighborhood of $8,000. We got a brand-new irrigation sprinkler system in our front yard as well as our backyard. We also did some new irrigation sprinklers in the backyard. And I spent probably around $250 on soft drinks and food over Costco.
And you're mentioning Costco because you're planning on suing them.
I do feel I have a lawsuit. My attorney has told me this.
And who is Roy Hobart?
Mr. Hobart is my next-door neighbor.
Who you are also planning on suing.
That is correct. Do I keep going?
Go ahead, sir.
All right. What I did was I threw a summer party, and I went out, I purchased food, I purchased drinks, I got equal parts meat and turkey dogs, as well as corn on the cob, salad, soda, and diet soda.
And beer?
No, sir. I'm a recovering alcoholic, Phil, so I don't...
Okay, so you don't serve any liquor at your parties?
No, sir, I do not. So I invited some 30 friends over, and we had the change room set up full of people. I told everybody to bring their bathing suits, and what I was going to do is have people change and then fire up the sprinklers. And I thought it was just one of the most funnest things I'd ever done as a kid, is to run through the sprinklers. And
all right, let me you got people, are these adults and kids?
These are mostly the men and their wives, men that I work for. It was an adult party.
And so you fired up, you wanted people to run through your, do you have a pool?
I told your screener that I did not have a pool.
So you invited 30 people over to run through your sprinklers, is that right?
I invited 30 people over, sir, to partake of a ritual that I guess a lot of people have enjoyed ever since they've been children, and that's to run through the sprinklers. I put $8,000 into an irrigation sprinkler system. I had a brand-new rain tower. I got a set of rain trees in the corner of the yard. I also had a portable sprinkler that goes to the front to back and the new Rainbirds. I also had what's called a flexible noodle head, and these are noodle head sprinklers. So I've got a variety of different sprinklers. I did have a slip and slide available for use if needed. I had purchased, as I say, $250 worth of drinks and food, and I had also purchased, as I said, $8,000 for the sprinkler system. And
all right, you invited 30 people over to your house. When you said cool off, and please forgive me, Mr. Bozell, I thought you meant you invited people over to your house to go into a pool or something.
No, sir, I did not, and I told this to the man who answered the phone.
All right, you invited people to come over to your house and run through the sprinklers.
Yes, sir. Okay, so...
All right, I hadn't done it myself since I was a kid. Did you feel this was something that the people were going to enjoy, though?
Obviously, I did. It was a bit of fun in the sun. And that's what we had put on the card, fun in the sun, drinks and food, come and get it.
And I just got the facts. You faxed over the card here. Fun in the sun, drinks and food, come and get it. That was going to be your, and also it says here, come cool off with the Bozells.
That's our family, and that's what we want them to do. And I mentioned that.
Now, you do have the names here of the different sprinklers. You've got Rainbird, and it's kind of splayed across the front of the card. Rainbird, Rain Tree. Noodle heads.
Yes, sir.
That's the new sprinkler system you put in.
Yes, sir. And that is what I wanted people to, we wanted everyone to know. We were very proud of our sprinkler system. And I understand that most people, and we do at our home, we have a sprinkler system to water our landscaping and to make our yard look as beautiful as possible. What I thought I would do after I had it installed was to at least have people come over and play in the sprinklers, because we wanted everyone to know that they would be getting the best water fun available for a sprinkler. You know I do not have a pool. No, I do not have a spa sauna. But if you want to run through sprinklers, you know, sir, that's about the best sprinkler you're going to run through.
And all right, I understand. You spent a lot of money on your sprinklers now, and the people were there. Now, Mr. Hobart, apparently, you're suing him for alienation of affections, and you're suing Costco for false advertising. Now, let me get it right.
Well, first of all, Mr. Renner, I hit the switch. No one would go out there, so I took the lead.
So you turned on the sprinklers and nobody ran through them?
No, and I had made it clear to everybody, we're going to run through our sprinklers. And I thought that first maybe my gardener had left some fertilizer out on the grass, but he had not. I've got a pretty good sized backyard. So I pranced down, and I did prance. Because that's when you go through the sprinklers, I guess you call it prancing because you don't really run.
I understand.
Okay, so now you're laughing at me?
No, I'm not. But come to think of it, now that you mentioned, when I was a kid, I would prance through sprinklers too. I didn't really, although I did kind of run from one to the other, you know, to see if I could avoid them. And
That's the whole thing. It's the most fun what I ever had when I was a kid. So,
all right, but nobody went out and pranced in the sprinklers.
Nobody did, so I stood over one and let it. One of the fun things that I remember as a kid was spread eagle over a sprinkler and letting it shoot right up into the, what you would call your crack or whatever you want to call it, okay?
All right, now there was a woman who complained, and Mike got a phone call. Do you know Sherry Tratolina?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. She's the wife of a very valued employee.
All right. She claims that you made her stand over a rain tree spread eagle.
I did not make her. I said, this is the mostest fun that I've ever had as a kid.
And yeah, but you took her out there in her bathing suit, and she claimed she was expecting a swimming pool, and what she got were sprinklers.
I suggested to Sherry that she might want to have some fun this way, so that's the fun. And
what is your complaint involving Mr. Hobart?
My complaint involving Roy Hobart is he knows I'm a recovering alcoholic. He knows that, he knows this. He leaned over to our back fence and
he's your next door neighbor.
That's correct. And he knows that I'm a recovering alcoholic, but he leaned over our back fence with a bottle of, I believe it was Newcastle brown ale in one hand and a bottle of Absolut in the other. And I wrote down what he said because my attorney told me to.
All right, sir, what did he say?
You got to be kidding me, Bozell. I got a pool and I got a fully stocked bar. Now, here's the part that I wrote down. Any of you people want to put down the punch and come over to a grown-up party, you're all welcome.
Any of you people want to put down the punch and come over to a grown-up party, you're all welcome.
That is correct.
And that's when everyone left the party, right?
No, sir. That is when about 20 out of 30 people left. I felt good. I felt like maybe I at least had 10 friends. And I went to use the bathroom, and I came back out.
And they were all gone.
They had left. While I was in the bathroom, the last 10 left. I had excused myself to go to the bathroom because I was emotionally distraught. I broke down and wept, and when I returned, they'd all gone. I broke down and wept some more.
All right, what are you suing Mr. Hobart for?
I'm suing Mr. Hobart for alienation of affections. Roy Hobart and I'm suing him and for
alienation of affections of your guests.
That's correct.
Why are you suing Costco? And for those of you who don't know, Costco is a large, what would you call it, Mike? Like a big superstore. It's a warehouse where you can buy all kinds of things.
That's correct, yes.
What do you want to sue them for?
Because of false advertising. Basically, they led to a substantial loss of revenue, I'm going to sue them for $5,000 because of the lost money on the soft drinks.
Well, what did they do?
Well, my attorney believes they should have had a sign posted that clearly states, if you're a recovering alcoholic and you serve soft drinks at your party, your guests may leave. And they had, nowhere did I see a sign. Nowhere did I even see a sign like that.
And Mr. Bozell, I'm going to offer an opinion. I think that's an absurd thing for people.
No, sir. I double-checked this. I went back, I double-checked it. There was no sign that warned you that if you serve soft drinks at a party and no liquor, that your guests will leave.
I think that's a real stretch, okay?
I bought the 24-pack. Which they make you buy, and now I have a whole bunch to waste. So, you know, I'm not trying to screw the justice system. I'm going to have a party at my house next week, and if a lot of people show up and we drink a lot, then I won't sue Costco, but I'm still going to go after Hobart.
What are you suing him for?
For alienation.
No, I know that, but how much money?
$20,000.
For alienating the affections of your party guests, you're suing Mr. Hobart because he had booze, and he had a pool, and you were only offering sprinklers and diet soda, and you're suing Costco because they didn't have a sign saying, if you only serve soft drinks, how did it go?
My attorney believes they should have had a sign that said, if you only serve soft drinks at your party, some of your guests may leave.
I think that you're nuts.
Well, Mr. Hennett,
hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. On the line with us from Corona, California, is Mr. Stephen Bozell. He's on the line right now. And, Mr. Bozell, I'm just going to restate what it is that you were telling us. All right, sir?
Yes, sir.
That you had...
Mr. Henry, I want to also say one thing. There's a question. My attorney, William Blathengain, said there might be a question on legality. All I'm saying is that my next-door neighbor alienated the affections of my party goers.
All right, well, hold on. Let me explain. You're suing your next-door neighbor because you had a party where people were offered to run through the sprinklers and drink soft drinks. Your friend said, I've got booze and I got a pool, and everybody went over there, right?
Yes, sir. He alienated the affections.
All right, alienation of affections, which generally I only hear in divorce, you know, divorce court. But anyway, then the second part of that is you want to sue Costco because they didn't have a sign and they did.
Mr. Henry, this is all about water product warnings. And
hold on. They didn't have a sign saying if you only serve soft drinks at your parties, people may leave. And
it is all about product warning, product tampering. And my attorney says it falls under the product warning, product tampering law. That's what my attorney has informed me of.
And also, you wrote down the phrase where your next-door neighbor said, you guys want to quit playing with the punch.
No, you got to be kidding me, Bozell. Any of you people want to put down the punch and come over to a grown-up party, you're all welcome.
That's alienation of affections.
You bet, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Omaha on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Omaha?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment to this man here in California. First thing is, where does he get off thinking? I think most of all his feelings were hurt when his neighbor just looked over the fence and said what he said.
Right, right.
Well, I had invited.
I mean, anybody can say anything. It's a free country, and I drive a truck, and I hear things on the CB all the time. You know, that is.
I put in $8,000 worth of Rain Tree sprinklers.
So what? Well, let me tell you something. I used to install irrigation systems, and
yes,
I think
sir.
You got Jude on that. So, you know, regardless, that's besides the point.
Well,
I'm surprised you're not. I'm surprised that you're not suing Rain Tree for the people leaving.
No, I put in all of the sprinklers. I put in a very, very extensive system. Was I'm trying to say.
They weren't all Rain Tree. They weren't all
friends.
They weren't all Rain Tree sprinklers.
No, I had the flexible head noodle heads. I had Rain Tree. I had Rain Bird. I had the new standing was one called a Rain Tower. So I put in a lot of stuff. I mean, it was a very extensive sprinkler system, and I want people to come over and run through them.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like you spent $8,000 just to buy friends.
Well,
also, I think that asking adults to run through sprinklers.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with adults running. I've got four children, and I go out there and look like a fool and an idiot with my kids. But I mean,
was there just adults at the? Were there just adults at the party?
Yes, sir.
Just adults running through sprinklers? I don't know. I got to disagree with that.
Well, this man agrees with me. Okay.
With you that it's fine for adults to run through sprinklers. I don't agree that you go out and spend $8,000. My friends to run through sprinklers, and that's what it sounds like. I mean, you're a recovering alcoholic.
That's right.
I mean,
so
it just sounds like to me you're real lonely. Are you married?
Yes, sir, I am. It
Do
had
you
24
have any children?
But you have to understand that my sprinkler system has 24 different zones. It's computer controlled. It is an anti-flood system. I got extensive drainage everywhere.
24 zones. That means 24 stations.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir. By the way, where are you?
Right now, I'm over in a. I'm sitting in a bar down the street from my house.
You're a recovering alcoholic.
Yes, sir, I am.
And you're in a bar. Why?
Because I'm thinking about taking a drink, sir.
You're going to flush your life down the toilet?
I'm thinking about taking a drink, sir, because of the humiliation that I went through.
Don't do it, sir. If you're a recovering alcoholic, don't do it.
Because of the humiliation that I went through, and I got $8,000 worth of Rain Towers.
Don't take a drink, Steve, okay? Have you taken one?
No, sir, I haven't.
You got a wife? How many kids?
I got two.
Don't take the drink. Get out of that bar.
As soon as Roy Hobart wants to apologize to me, this is a wine spritzer about 3 feet away from with my name on it.
A wine spritzer. Don't do it with kids. Beatrice, Nebraska on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello. Nebraska? Okay. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Mr. Stephen Bozell. He is a guy who is suing or is contemplating suing his next-door neighbor for enticing people over to his house with Absolut vodka and apparently beers and a swimming pool. Mr. Bozell was throwing a party where he only had soft drinks and a sprinkler for people to run through. That's number one. And the number two, Costco, he's suing because they don't have a sign posted saying if you only serve soft drinks at your party, people are not going to want to stay. So what we have here is a couple of really extreme lawsuits based on one is alienation of affections, the other false advertising, and I don't know that you're going to win this lawsuit, sir. I don't know that it's something that you're going to be able to carry through. I think that it sounds nuts, and I...
Mr. Reddit, I don't need to be called nuts, right?
No, I'm trying to be kind, and I don't mean that you're nuts. I think it sounds nuts that you're going to sue Costco for what kind of a sign did you want them to put up there? What did you...
So simple, my attorney agrees with me, a simple sign that warns people who are recovering alcoholics who don't serve booze at their parties that their parties could become so dull that nobody's going to want to stay at them.
And the other thing that I got to tell you, the other guy didn't agree, adults running through the sprinklers, you know?
What's wrong with that? It's a very fun memory that I had that I always will cherish.
Oh, God.
I think you're getting bent out of shape.
Dr. Pepper and a slip and slide I thought would be fun for all of people of all ages.
Well, you know, you may have a point, but there weren't people of all ages there. You only had adults.
Nothing wrong with that.
Adults walking into a backyard party expecting a pool and getting sprinklers, and then when you force that woman to spread eagle over one of them, you see what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with that, and I apologize to her if I hurt her, but the best way to enjoy one of those things that shoot up is to spread eagle and have it just cool down up the crack area, and that's what I was trying to say to her. And
yeah, and with her husband and her friends looking on, okay? Here is St. Petersburg on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Yes, he had a woman spread eagle. That's ridiculous.
No, I showed her that the best way to enjoy a sprinkler is to stand over it, and it shoots up into the up your area.
Do you do that often? Is
that
pleasurable for you?
It's very pleasurable. Yes, ma'am.
Really, it is.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say, you know, the Costco thing, I mean, you're never going to win. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. Why? They have product warning labels on all products.
They do, and that's one of their warnings. I'm sorry. I really just wanted to say that you should really get a life. I mean,
lady, I got a life, and they should have a warning sign saying that if you don't serve booze, people will leave.
Really?
Why can't you? You didn't know that?
What?
You didn't know that if you had
you
an all.
I think if you serve booze, people probably would have ran through the sprinklers. Because they would have been having a lot more fun.
Absolutely.
They probably would have went spread eagle.
I'm a recovering alcoholic, okay?
Well, you didn't have to drink. You could have drank like an O'Doul's or something. Your guests could have had fun.
You're a recovering alcoholic sitting in a bar.
Because I'm going through something right now, okay?
Well, I really
don't think you're going to take a drink because you're on the radio and you're trying to get over it. So I think you
should
just leave the bar and go home and go spread eagle on your spring.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a wine spritzer 3 feet away with my name on it.
I think you should just go home and play with your sprinkler.
Tim wants to see you, man. Oh, you already saw him? Okay, thanks. Did you already talk to him?
Yeah.
When?
Right now.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Lincoln on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, yes, sir.
Hey, I think this guy's just looking for a lot of sympathy. I mean, he said he's a recovering alcoholic. He's repeated that many, many times.
That's right.
He's sitting at a bar saying, I'm thinking about taking a drink.
Yeah.
He's playing on everybody's sympathy here. He wants everybody to feel sorry for him that he put in $8,000 worth of sprinklers and nobody wanted to stay at his party.
And you're sitting in a bar and you're toying. How long have you been sober, Mr. Bozell?
Mr. Henry, I've been sober for 5 years.
Yeah, and you got two kids and a wife who depend upon you, and you're sitting at a bar, and...
That's exactly correct, sir, because I feel very hurt, and I feel low.
Well, why are you sitting at a bar?
Because I feel like taking a drink for the first time in 5 years.
Wouldn't that be really stupid?
I put in $8,000 worth of sprinklers.
So go enjoy them. Go to your sprinklers.
What about Roy Hobart?
And enjoy them. Don't take a drink. Just enjoy your sprinklers.
What about
Roy? For them.
What about Roy Hobart bringing everybody over to his house?
Oh, what about him? Good God! Just forget about the guy. Go enjoy your $8,000 worth of sprinklers.
I had a whole party set up, and Roy dangles a bottle of Newcastle Brown Ale, tells everybody about his spa. Now they're all gone.
Well, obviously they are no friends of yours then, are they?
That's true, because you went into the bathroom to, as you say, break down and cry, and the other 10 left. If you'd stayed out, maybe the other 10 would still be there. And that other lady made a really good point. I don't think you should drink, Steve, because you're a recovering alcoholic. But if you serve a couple of drinks at your party, maybe they would have run through the sprinklers.
Well, I think both you guys are... Boy, I don't know what planet you're living on.
Now, this lawsuit thing is way out of line.
Wait a second. Don't you think Costco should at least say that people will leave if you don't serve liquor?
Why? Why should they?
They should warn you of product liability,
It is not their responsibility what you serve at your party.
Product liability, sir.
No, it is not.
Yes, sir.
It is not their responsibility for what you serve at your party.
No, but I'm saying all they should say is, because they know people buy soft drinks, and if people buy a lot of soft drinks, they could say, by the way, are you going to serve these at a party? Because if you are, people are going to be bored to tears.
And why is that their responsibility?
Because it's product liability.
No, it is.
How is that product liability?
Because that's one of, what do you call it? Doctors call a side effect of Coke. It's a side effect of Dr. Pepper.
I'm sorry. It is your choice what you serve at that party. If you choose not to serve alcohol, then it is your fault that those people didn't want to hang around.
No, but if you serve Dr. Pepper, people will leave.
What are you talking about, pal?
I'm sorry, I've served Dr. Pepper to my guests before and they hung around. Nobody cares to be around you, sir.
Sir, were they kids or were they adults?
There we go.
They were kids.
So what's the difference? Adults drank it, too.
Because at a mixed party, yes, of course I'd serve. I would not serve booze at a mixed party. And so there we go.
So that proves your point, huh? Nobody left this party because they were kids. All right,
My kids were there, and I was drinking a beer. My guests were drinking a beer and pop.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Have a sprinkler party?
I wouldn't want to have a sprinkler party.
Well, there you go.
That would be the most boring party I think I'd ever been to.
Sure, my wife thinks it was my Speedos that drove people away because I was wearing Speedos because I enjoy wearing bathing suits. I have a good time. I said to her, I know it's the sprinklers. I know it was the lack of the liquor. And also Roy Hobart, who hangs over the wall, tells everybody come on over, and...
You were wearing Speedos, huh? You know, I'll tell you something.
It doesn't make me gay or anything.
No, I know it doesn't make you gay, but I'll tell you this. That's the dopiest looking bathing suit I've ever seen, man. And if you're wearing that and prancing through the sprinklers, and now, everybody, let's go get a cactus cooler. Dude, it doesn't sound like an exciting party. And
Mr. Andrew,
hold on for just a second.
One last thing.
I think
this guy needs to find some new friends.
True.
I think that's the whole point of it. Just go find some new friends, forget about your neighbor, go run through your sprinklers, and have a Coca-Cola.
You got it. Thank you for calling, sir.
Thanks.
1-800-449-8686. Look, if you're going to have a sprinkler party where you're only running through sprinklers, and you're going to show up at it wearing a Speedo, at least serve some liquor. In the very least, serve liquor. Because if you prance out there into your $8,000 rain trees and nobody's following suit, and you knock off for a few minutes to go over and quaff down a Dr. Pepper, people ain't going to hang around for that. That's my opinion. We're talking with Mr. Stephen Bozell. That's the essential crux of his lawsuits. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Four four nine eight six eight six. Phil Hendry Show, and we're getting back to our guest, and we'll get back to your phone calls. Mr. Stephen Bozell wants to sue his next door neighbor because Mr. Bozell was giving a summer party. People were supposed to run through sprinklers and drink only soft drinks. His friend had booze. He had a pool. Everybody went next door. You're also suing Costco because they don't have a sign up saying that if you only serve soft drinks, people might leave. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Also, you're sitting in a bar right now. You're a recovering alcoholic, yes?
Yes.
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
And you're sitting in a bar right now about ready to take a drink.
You better believe it.
All because of this this humiliation.
Mr. Henry, right now there is a wine spritzer staring me down. And I will tell you...
You got a wine spritzer staring you down because you got humiliated because nobody wanted to run through the sprinklers at your house.
Well, sir, you can make a joke all you want.
And I'm not making a joke. You're the guy that's going to blow 5 years of sobriety. Here's Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Tampa, hello.
Yes. I personally think that it sounds like he's jealous of his neighbor. Are you jealous of your neighbor?
No, I'm not jealous. What would I be jealous of?
Well, I just don't understand. I mean,
I don't understand.
Well,
I had a party.
I understand the whole thing about your party and running through sprinklers and all that kind of fun.
Well, you sound like you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. We just recently put a sprinkler system in, but I don't run through it. But that's your personal preference. But
but the lady that Mr. Hammer is talking to or talking about, her name is Sherry Tratalina, okay?
Okay.
I did not try to injure that woman. I said the way to have fun with a sprinkler is to spread eagle over it.
Okay, but still, forget the sprinklers. I mean, just put a pool in. Why don't you go ahead and put a pool in? That would make it a little more exciting for your friends.
Oh, so in other words, my sprinklers aren't good enough.
Well, I guess you don't have a very good choice of friends if your friends are judging you on whether or not you have a sprinkler system or a pool.
What if I invited you over?
Well,
you
I don't think I would come.
You wouldn't prance through them.
Well, I would bring my own alcohol if I wanted alcohol at your party.
Ma'am, we do not allow that in our home. I recover an alcoholic.
Yeah, but you're sitting in a bar right now, ready to suck down a wine spritzer, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You're sitting in a bar right now, so why couldn't, if I was to come over to your house, why couldn't I bring beer to your party?
So you're saying I should go ahead and take a drink?
Is that what I said? No, I said I, personally, I'm not an alcoholic. So
you're
I can control myself.
I want to know, you're telling me you'd come over to my house if I had a sprinkler party, but no, you're too high and mighty not to spread eagle over my rain noodle.
I wouldn't spread eagle over your rain noodle. I wouldn't. Sorry. That's just not me.
You
I
are
prefer
so,
a swimming pool.
You're so high and mighty, aren't you?
Yes, I'm high and mighty. That's me.
Steve, may I say something?
Senator, you're the host of the radio show. And
look, you can blow your sobriety, have your wine spritzer. People aren't going to want to hang around for a sprinkler party when they're 35, 40 years old, 25 years old, 20 years old. That's what kids do. And, sir, and serve some booze at your party so that people can rock and roll. This guy's got a couple of Newcastles cranking. He's got the Absolute Vodka. The guy's throwing a party, man. Those are the people you should invite to your party, people that don't drink and who are closer to you.
Maybe after a few cactus coolers. Ma'am?
Yes?
Would you spread it over the noodle after some
cactus? No, I wouldn't. I have no interest in running through a sprinkler system. I have my own sprinkler system. I let my dog run through it. That's about it. That's as much thrill as I get is watching my dog run through it. And
thank you very much.
That's a bunch of BS.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry. Thank you.
Oh, get a load of that. He hung up.
That's great.
Man.
Yeah, I didn't mean to make him hang up on you.
No, that's okay. I mean, the guy obviously has got some serious problems,
I can tell. He definitely has serious problems.
Here's a dude, who's talking about... Did he call back? Hold on for a minute.
Okay.
Mr. Bozell.
This woman said that she would not spread over a rain noodle or whatever you want to call it because I'm too, she doesn't want to come to my party. I'm not good enough.
That's not what I said.
Then why won't you spread over my noodle?
Because I prefer a swimming pool. I don't run through sprinklers. That's just not my thing.
Exactly.
That's a little kid's thing.
Exactly. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. She's not spreading over your noodle, pal.
And where do you get up calling it a noodle?
Phil Hendry Show.